Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
All right, friends, it is 10:30 and time for us to get into our mental health conversation. And this morning, we're speaking once again about mental health in the workplace. Today, focusing on tips for staying mentally healthy while working remotely. Very important for those of us who are working remotely. And one of the things we all know, those boundaries start to get a little blurry when you're working from home, right? Now, remote work can feel freeing, but it also blurs boundaries and breeds isolation. Like we said, staying mentally healthy requires intentional routines, connection, and balance. And the home office should be a place of productivity without sacrificing peace of mind. Ron Roif joins us once again for the conversation. Ron, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me once again.
Yes, yes. Now, Ron, let's speak about some of the most common mental health challenges associated with remote work.
Well, the first thing is it can be quite liberating, especially at first.
Yeah.
But what a lot of is that it actually takes quite a bit of self-discipline. In your introduction, you said it exactly correctly, because it brings about a couple of pressures that we don't always bank on or think about, in that we start blurring the boundaries between work and home. We start blurring the boundaries between when I am contactable and when not. You often hear people say things like, oh, my work never ends. That's part of the individual's mistake or lack of boundaries, that the work never ends. As you said, we also experience sometimes loneliness, which can result in a bit of reduced motivation. Digital fatigue happens. And then the sort of, again, let's call it stress of running home when I'm at home, but I'm supposed to be working. If you take a small element, usually a big element of people's lives, you know what, I'm at home today, so the kids can stay home from base or crash, you know? And then, yeah, you kind of start wishing the kids weren't there, because technically you work. And yeah, you get the point. So juggling home and work becomes a rough thing. And we have a mental reference where this is my safe space, that is my workspace, and that those two merge. And that's not always a healthy thing.
Yeah.
And all of these are impacting our mood and our general well-being.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. It kind of makes me think of conversations I've heard people have about homeschooling, for example, and kind of a similar sentiment, the fact that, you know, the boundaries have to be really strong regarding, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to go to school in your pajamas. It doesn't mean we're starting school at 10 a.m. or whatever, unless it is structured in that way. But it's not just kind of go with the flow. What do we feel like studying today? If you want to make progress, you still have to have those boundaries, the same boundaries you'd have in, you know, conventional school, where school starts at this time and we take a break at this time. It's not about how we feel and what we want to do. And I think it's the same thing with our work, right? That we have to have those boundaries. I am working from home does not mean I'm available every time you have a fight with your sister or every time you want a snack. You know, my mom is home, so no, I'm not quite at home, right?
And you know, sometimes the partner or the other people in the house sort of don't see that or don't acknowledge it. Think about it as in, hey, honey, listen, I'm popping out to the shops. What should we get for dinner?
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm right now.
Yeah.
But you're at home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly what you're saying. We saw it in COVID people had these Zoom with a beautiful tie and shirt, but wearing their pajamas at the bottom. You know, that kind of thing. Believe it or not, but it actually has a little bit of a mindset or psychological effect when you get up at the right time and get dressed for today's work.
Yeah.
Even if you are going to stop.
For sure. For sure. And how can remote workers create that structure and create those boundaries in their everyday?
I kind of want to mention the mistake again, so sort of stop off in the negative. And that is, don't try and reinvent the wheel, number one. And number two, don't try and change everything.
Okay.
You know, don't, I'm going to the extreme now, but don't try and make your house look like the office kind of thing.
Right.
So
right.
Start with simple things, simple routines, and little ones. As I say, believe it or not, I used to get up for work at, let's for argument's sake, say 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
You need to still get up at 5:30.
Sure.
You need to take your shower. You need, okay, you might not dress in your suit and tie, but mm-hmm. put on a decent pair of shoes and a decent shirt or a decent outfit for the ladies. That creates a bit of a mindset. Consistency makes a big difference. When we start talking about those boundaries that get blurred,
mm-hmm.
you have a set, and you said it just now, you have a set starting time, you have a set break time, you have a set finishing time. And when that finish time is finished, it literally is like, I am no longer at work.
Right.
What helps with a dedicated workspace, a lot of people sort of make the mistake, you know, I'm just going to plonk my laptop on the coffee table in the lounge and I'm going to have the TV on in the background,
yeah.
that kind of thing. No, don't make your home your office, but you can also not be too sort of laissez-faire with it, because again, it's that mindset. Be strict with yourself that notifications, checking emails, that kind of stuff, there's a certain, let's call it after 5, just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
After 5 o'clock, I don't do anything. Conveying or communicating your availability to everybody at work
mm-hmm.
as to when your day ends, when you are available. What helps a lot is you have a sort of mental, and when we do it physically, it helps a lot when you have a physical, mental cut off of your workday. So when you close your laptop,
mm-hmm.
okay, it's 5 o'clock for the day. Close your laptop, get up, go and just walk around your garden,
mm-hmm.
even if it's 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Come back. So there's a mental transition from, okay, work's finished. I can start my sort of leisurely evening right now.
Right.
So yeah, closing the laptop. And the best thing I can say is, you know, find what works for you as well within all of the little tips and tricks that I've just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Find what works for you as well.
Yeah.
But the key here is you've gotta keep those boundaries when you're going. You have to make sure that people understand and respect it.
Yeah.
And you've got to be very strict with other people as well.
Yeah.
When they try and you know, but it's only 5:10. I know, but technically I'm not working.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I guess you can't expect other people to respect your boundaries if you don't.
Exactly. Quite true. Very true.
Yeah.
Especially if you, and the moment you're not allowing, you know, okay, it's only 10:10.
Mm.
Okay, well now it's only 20:20.
Yeah.
But it's only 5:45.
Right.
So where do you draw the
line?
Yeah, quite right.
Now, what role does social connection play in preventing isolation while working remotely?
Well, as you know, we are social animals.
Yeah.
I always say to people, it's healthy to be able to spend time with yourself, but it's just as healthy to be able to spend time with other people, and it is essential to be able to spend time with other people. It's again, we don't have to do it all at once. Little
mm-hmm.
interactions, a quick chat here and there. You know, a lot of people advocate some or other digital connection. And I suppose if there's nothing else and it's really, truly all you can do, yes, fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than nothing. But I prefer to advise people, even if you even if you quickly pop off to your local supermarket and just say hi to a delivery system while buying this thing, that kind of thing. The action begins. To remind yourself that you are part of a team, if that's the case, if it's not the case, remind yourself that you're part of a bigger structure. Check-ins, informal conversations helps a lot. When there are team building activities, even if you're the guy that works mostly from home, go and enjoy it as well. Go and attend. When someone once said that isolation or being on your own becomes addictive, and I believe it's true. But it's got a bit of a downside in that you become much less tolerant of other people.
Yes, very true.
And so you become desocialized, if there's such a word. And that's not a good thing, because it takes quite a bit of work to reacclimatize yourself to being around other people, which can be fun if you're with the right people. It can feed your soul, if we want to call it that. But it's definitely necessary. There's a dopamine spike that happens when we're around people that love us and accept us. There's a sense of equality, if you like, or normality, even if you like, when we see other people. Even if it's negative things, it's not just me. Other people experience this as well. There's action to that. So it is essential to make it, I want to say, a part of your daily routine or every other day, then, to just check in with other human beings and have connection, real connection with other human beings.
Right.
It can even start as far as I was alone the whole day, I was just by myself, it was just the computer. And then suddenly at, say, 5:30, here comes my partner and my two kids, and suddenly it sounds like the world has gone berserk. So the difference between that quiet and then suddenly all this noise. You need to be able to transition. And if you're alone too much, that transition becomes very difficult.
And how can managers support remote employees, you know, beyond just monitoring their productivity?
Again, something we've mentioned before, where they become focused more on the person and not just the performance, but you should be focusing in on your people, how they're doing, checking in, making sure they are coping, making sure, and you can even take on the role not to police or to tell them what to do, but have you taken a break today? And inversely, you then to, again, something we've mentioned before, you need to make sure that the production or the required production is logical and doable and rational, that your expectations are there and that there's healthy boundaries around it. You might need to be the person that says to your employee, "Hey man, I saw you were still online last night at 7:30. What's happening? What's going on? Why are you doing something?"
Yeah,
you might need to adopt that role. So communication is very important, and direct communication, open communication, and then you've got a feeling of safe space. The person mustn't feel micromanaged. It must feel like a check-in. It must. As opposed to what the devil are you doing? It must be, how do you phrase the question? I saw you online. You do not have enough hours in the day. Are you overloaded? What's happening with you? That kind of way, as opposed to what are you doing? Kind of deal.
Right.
So yeah, those are good.
And what daily habits can remote workers adopt to stay mentally resilient and energized?
I'm going to say it again, make sure of those boundaries. But short breaks is a good idea. Getting away from the screen in little intervals. Something that we miss over and over and over and over is get some sunlight. Sunlight and movement, good idea. So when you do take a break, don't go onto TikTok.
Right.
Get off your behind. Walk a around a little bit.
Yeah.
And if possible, get some sunshine. Eating or diet is a good idea. Staying hydrated. Sometimes we make the mistake of, you know, I'm working from home with my bag of chips next to me, kind of deal. So balanced meals, making sure you again would have sort of had the balanced meal that you would have had. Using to-do lists, reducing mental clutter, or at very least writing down, have a list of today's tasks, instead of wondering, okay, what comes next, or trying to motivate yourself as to let's tackle the next thing. It actually reduces time management too as well. Again, mentioning making time for at least one social interaction, as I mentioned earlier, per day. And then routines. Your routine, you know, routine is a funny thing. I say to people, keep to a good routine, but don't make it too strict.
Okay.
So there must be the outline of a routine, can I call it that?
Okay.
But within that, don't be too rigid. It's okay if your tea break today is at 10:15, where usually it's at 9:15. Still have it, but sometimes slight variation makes us sort of, I almost want to say, refreshed. You know, if you're sitting there in front of the thing and you've in front of your laptop and you've read the same line for the 10th time, you know what? It's not 10:15, it's not time for, you know, take your tea break slightly earlier, just a little bit earlier, but then stay within the routine of, I now need to work for 45 minutes before my next break. So that's your routine. It's okay to adjust the time just a little bit. So outline of a routine, but don't be too strict about it. And again, these tiny little habits become sort of create a strong resilience. And causes us better focus. And for a lot of people, it actually creates a sense of calmness where I don't have to worry about what comes next or what is next or what has and has not been done. Because I've got the to-do list, I've got my structure, I know what comes where and how what works. And then you must just have that self-discipline and make sure that you communicate it if things do start feeling like they're going wrong.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much, Juan. Before I let you go, any final thoughts maybe that you want to bring forward that we might have covered in the past or that you want to emphasize, you want to make sure we take away from this entire conversation of mental health in the workplace?
I think the big ones are, for any form or way of this to work, you do require self-discipline. Work with self-discipline, don't set boundaries. And I think if ever you feel like things are going sideways, maybe start there. And then also, a last, for those guys who are not working from home, don't romanticize it. It isn't as wonderful as it's cracked up to be. It's still working. It's still sitting down. It's still doing the numbers, so to speak. So don't become resentful of anyone that is doing it. Sometimes that takes more out of you than actually going to the office. Don't begrudge.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Always appreciate your time. Have a wonderful weekend.
You
are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.